你好 ，Welcome to my very first episode of 汉字 Masterclass. So what is 汉字？汉字 is what you call Chinese character. I know a lot of people think that Chinese character 汉字 is just like a nightmare like this. You can't ever figure out or you can never learn. It is impossible to learn.Since Mandarin writing form is not a phonetic language, not like English, apple, banana, or not like German, Guten Tag. So you can't simply just spell Mandarin by the sound of it. Therefore, you have to put extra energy and effort to learn how to recognize 汉字 Chinese character,or even how to write, to handwrite Chinese 汉字. But what I'm going to tell you is, you don't have to actually handwrite Chinese character 汉字. Well, if you want to, most Mandarin native speakers, they don't write in their daily life actually, they use typing. If you don't want to really handwrite Chinese character, you can just useyour cell phone to type the character, and all you have to do is to know how to type and how to recognize some important Chinese character. And I know the Mandarin character 汉字 is not a phonetic writing system, but what I'm going to tell you is Chinese character 汉字 is not a building block. The more you learn, the easier it gets.I know you probably heard about this from other teachers already, but I'm going to show you traditional 汉字 later in my following videos. Before we begin to learn 汉字, as a teacher, it's my responsibility to tell you that as a student, you have options. What do I mean by that? There are two different kinds of 汉字 you definitely have seen in my previous video lessons.One is called Simplify 汉字, Simplify Chinese character, and the other one is Traditional Chinese character. Simplified Chinese character is used in China and Singapore, and the Traditional Chinese character 汉字 is used in Taiwan and Hong Kong. You probably know that I'm from Taiwan, so I was educated with Traditional 汉字 Chinese character.But I can read, I can teach, simplify Chinese character. But I want to tell you that in my 汉字 master class, we are focusing on traditional Chinese character. Okay, you might be like, oh my god, really? Yes. I'm gonna focus on how to recognize, but not to write, how to recognize traditional Chinese character.For those of you are interested coming to Taiwan for travel, to practice your Mandarin, or to find a job in Taiwan, or if you happen to be interested in learning traditional 汉字 or knowing a little bit about traditional 汉字, then you could keep watching my following video lesson. But the good news is, almost 80% of the characters are the same between simplified and traditional. So if you're the person who knows simplified character already and would like to learn traditional, then you don't find it too difficult because just for reading, just for recognizing the character, it is not too challenging because you have learned almost 80% of them. All right, now let's take a look at some example between simplified and traditional, and I'm going to tell you the differences.This is the first example. Alright, so this example is horse, 马, 马. So do you see the difference between simplified and traditional? Alright, so basically, in this case, they just took the four dots button to align, and the simplified character just put some very complicated straw into a line, and that's it.And you can still see the whole shape of the character. The more you learn, you will find that there are a lot of Chinese characters are being simplified with this logic. Let's take a look at another example. This example is 虫, 虫. 虫 is worm. So as you can see in this case, the traditional character is triple of the simplified character. So this is another logic how they simplify the traditional character. So now take a look at this example. This is 见. It's 再见. 见, that 见, all right? So as you can see that the simplified Chinese, they took two horizontal lines into one vertical line all the way to the end, okay? Make it simple. But you can still see the whole shape was being remained from the traditional character. So from this example, you know that actually it's not really difficult to learn or convert it from simplified to traditional or from traditional to simplified 汉字, right? This example is 书, which meaning books, the simplified character. They still keep the shape of the traditional, but because the traditional has a lot of strokes, right? So it's not easy for people to write, to do the handwriting. That's why the simplified is reducing lots of strokes from the traditional character. It's totally understandable because almost 100 years ago, people didn't have a computer to use, or they didn't, not to mention a cell phone or internet. They had to rely on handwriting. So it is totally understandable to encourage the literacy for Chinese government. They simplify the character because people had to do handwriting a lot. So they simply just keep the shape of the traditional form and make the stroke easier. But nowadays, everything is so convenient. You have cell phone, you have computer, you can type with 汉字, and you don't really have to go handwriting if you don't want to, unless you want to. Some of my students used to tell me that more stroke actually helped them easier to recognize 汉字. For example, this 汉字, this character 书, you see the traditional one? You have a lot of horizontal line, right? So some of my students actually told me that these horizontal lines actually remind them of a lot of books stacking up together, like this picture, actually help them to recognize or even to memorize this 汉字, this character, this traditional character. So let me know what you think in the comment below. Do you also feel the same way or you don't agree that at all? This is just the first episode of my 汉字 master class. In this course, I'm going to mainly teach you how to recognize traditional character. But I will also give you the comparison of each traditional and simplified Chinese character. If you want to challenge yourself to do some handwriting, each video lesson it comes with handwriting worksheet and resources that you can print out your handwriting worksheet. So if you need to learn traditional character, need to learn how to read them, or you're just curious or interested in knowing traditional Chinese character, and you can watch my following video lesson. In the next video lesson, I'm going to talk about what is 汉字 Chinese character, what is component radical, and what is word and vocabulary. Thanks for watching this lesson, and I'll catch you next time. 谢谢你们，再见。